This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I bet you had a great weekend. If you are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, you are likely a conservative. You had a great weekend. Not a good weekend, a great weekend. You spent your weekend with family and or friends. You got a chance to really look at your life very differently. Not the hustle and the bustle, not the rat race, not all the things that we tend to occupy ourselves with. You put work down. You play Scrabble. You played some dominoes or whatever. You played bridge, pinochle. Maybe you played, what's that word, charades. What's, give me some white people games. Come on, give me some more. Pinochle, what is it, bridge. Black people, you played some spades. If you're a black conservative, you played some bid with some spades or some bones. You had fun with family and friends. You cooked in all that food you got. You laughed about toilet paper rationing and all the things that the zombie apocalypse is going through right now. You had no kids to haul around to soccer or baseball or gymnastics or plays or whatever else. You didn't have a husband watching sports all weekend or a wife, you know, busy doing whatever she's doing. You unless it's gardening or something around the house. Yeah. You had fun. You got to see each other again. You got to hang out. Maybe you called a couple of friends you hadn't talked to in a while. Maybe they called you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Democrats hated their weekends. They hated it. They hate every weekend. But they specifically hate these. They are tired of this quarantine in New York. They got to get out. They got to party. Party. They got to get out. They got to get the dance on. They got to get the drink on. They got to get into those, you know, mind-altering substances and things like that. They don't have the things to occupy their minds like you do. See, you occupy your mind with good, wholesome thoughts, moral thoughts, very ethical things. You're thinking about people you can help. You're watching commercials more intently. You were watching TV more intently. You were finding the meaning of life. They weren't. They were twiddling their thumbs going, man, I can't take this reality. This reality of I got X number of kids by X number of women. This reality that I have a job that I hate. This reality that I know I'm squandering my life. All these crazy realities that they have to deal with. I got a crappy degree that I got to pay for, and Bernie Sanders ain't going to be president, so I got to pay for it myself. They need things to keep them from the reality of their lives. That's why when they plotted to go out, they didn't care if you put the National Guard, if you brought in the UN troops, they were going to go out and get their drugs. They had drug dealers on bicycles delivering. You better know it. Kevin Jackson again, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255. One of my friends called me. Her name is Corey. She says, Kev, how you doing, man? How's the family? Blah, blah. You know, we caught up and she says, I got to tell you, I'm enjoying this time. Staunch conservative woman, beautiful lady, inside and out. And she tells me, she says, Kevin, David's on withdrawals from sports. The three kids have no activities, and you know what we did? We had to be a family. She goes, my mom and my dad, Wayne, man, beautiful people. Corey and her family, man, they are the prototypical American family. Don't tell me they don't have their issues. Oh, yeah, everybody got their issues. But just good, solid people. And she's telling me, she called me on her walk. She's all, so how are you doing, man? Yeah. And I'm like, good to hear from you. And I'm excited that she would dare spend this time with me on her walk. And she tells me, Kevin, I'm just catching up with old friends. We haven't talked in a while. You're right, Corey. Love and miss you guys. You know, next time I'm in town, it'll be there. And she's asking me, is everybody okay? How are things on your end? We talked about school. And she says, yeah, you know what I'm thinking about? You know what she tells me? She says, do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I might go ahead and homeschool. I told her, you wouldn't be the only one. You wouldn't be the only one. Let me tell you, Democrats, with this whole zombie apocalypse and all this other stuff, they don't know what can of worms they opened up. But here was a big talk we had. So she says, Kev, what do you think about this stimulus package? She says, I'm mad about it. And she went, I said, let me tell you, Donald Trump had to get this thing passed, but he did a great job of putting the pork on the side of the Democrats. When you think about the $25 million that went to the JFK Center, that's not Trump. That's going to be the Democrats taking advantage of a situation. Trump was the guy who said to the American people, I want to give you back, here it comes again, folks, I said it on my show before, your money. I'm going to give you back your money to tide you through. Because you know what? Our government is not very good at figuring out where to put it. And oh, by the way, you want a good example? Look at what those Democrats did with pork. And she goes, I didn't think of it that way. I said, Donald Trump, and I'm just rehashing some of the things because you might have forgotten over the weekend, stole back the narrative of all of this. He stole it back. He says, you know what? We're the people, the Republicans. We are the ones who wanted to help you right away. I'm the one that stopped this thing from going crazy, from being a huge outbreak. Now, that didn't stop the left. I'm going to talk about what they tried to do. They wanted to scare you. One thing I read said, the United States has now become the epicenter of the Chinese Wuhan virus. They called it the coronavirus, but I don't call it that. And I thought to myself, how are we the epicenter? The United States has more cases than anybody. You think I believe that? You think the fake news media is going to make me believe that? Yeah. They want to ruin your weekend. They want to ruin your days. They want to ruin it all. And you know what you did? You found yourself again. You found out how clever and fun your kids can be. You found out how much fun it can be sometimes to hang around your spouse more than just the little glimpses you see from time to time with each other. You find out what was going on in friends' lives and other relatives' lives. You found out more about yourself. Sometimes these little respites from things can do you some good. If you know how to soul search, leftists, they didn't find out anything. They found out they don't like their kids. They don't have very many friends, and their jobs are suspect. That's what they found out. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about today. I want to say happy birthday to my brother, Kirk. He is truly a great guy. I talk often about his strength and his faith in God and how he helped me to get that same thing for myself. And it is his birthday today. We always call each other on our birthdays, but I figured I'd give him a shout out today on the show. Tell him how much I love him, how much he means to me. And it isn't just because of the Chinese Wuhan virus that made me think about him. And my producer's like, it's only Chinese Wuhan making you think about your birthday. No, it's not. I think about that knucklehead. We talked the other day. I thought he was calling me before his birthday, like, hey, man, what you going to give me in case you want to give me this? Anyway, man, I love you. Happy birthday, bro. We're going to talk about the not-so-royal royals when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true, but fortunately I'm alone in my home, but that's okay.
All right.
I agree. You're right.
You should just, it's kind of old school to do it with your hand. Do it into your elbow. You're supposed to do it.
Oh, my gosh, that interview happened last week. It was a tragic week last week for Joe Biden. Tragic. Man. Dude was coughing in his hands, touching his face. I saw four interviews. I'm not even exaggerating this. On The View, CNN, MSNBC, something else. Four different times. And Joe Biden, aside from just being goofy, he's touching his hands, rubbing his, you know, his hands across his lips like this. You know, and then, of course, he gets admonished by Jake Tapper, who's like, no, seriously, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing it. And, yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, I can because I'm in my house. And, yeah, well, you're right. Dude's not lucid. Not lucid at all. His advisor he's criticized Donald Trump. I forget the guy's name, but he criticized Donald Trump and... was like, you know, he's doing all the wrong things, this, that, and the other. So there was a guy on Twitter. I'm going to tell you, I didn't even have to do the work. My producers are like, you know, thank you. Because I was on Twitter, and I sent it to him. I was like, look, this guy's literally shown where, here's what, I forget the guy's name, but he's Joe Biden's advisor on Chinese Wuhan virus, and he shows how big of a hypocrite the dude is. He did the work for us. So we've got a series of clips. So they're not very long, but here he is, and let me look, because we have February 7th and then a couple on February the 11th. So I'm just looking these over in the thing. Oh, he was a he hits Donald Trump for downplaying the virus. So let's play that one first because it'll put it in perspective.
Ron, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
So we want to talk about the coronavirus today because as of early afternoon on Tuesday, the latest death toll is over 1,000 people. There are over 43,000 infections that we know about globally. Ron, in your opinion, I mean, how serious is this outbreak as compared to previous outbreaks like SARS, H1N1, Ebola? Like, where would you rank the York level of concern?
Well, so I think it's important, Tommy, to start off with this point, which is people remember when I took over the Ebola response in the fall of 2014, there was a lot of confusion about Ebola and what it meant and how dangerous it was, so on and so forth. But the fact is we knew a lot more about Ebola in the fall of 2014 than we know about this new virus right now. The world's leading medical experts didn't know it existed 6 weeks ago. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty about the basics, uncertainty about how infectious it truly is, how much it's going to spread, how much to spread already in China, how much we should expect it to spread outside of China. Doubts about how lethal it is, what will the fatality rate, the rate of serious illnesses wind up being. So what I'd say is I think we have reason to be concerned. I think there's reason for the U.S. to be more aggressive in response than what's been mounted so far in many respects. Reason to be prepared for something. But I think no reason yet to be fearful, no reason to really panic or anything like that. I just think there are just a lot of unknowns about this virus and what its path is going to be.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was Ronald Klain, and he says, we knew a lot more about Ebola in the fall of 2014, but there's uncertainty around this particular disease, the Chinese Wuhan. How infectious is it? How much does it spread? What is the lethality? Now, I don't know the date that he did that particular interview, but here's what it was tweeted, because I got this tweet. While Ronald Klain was telling people to relax, by February 12th, Trump had banned travel from China, banned travel from Europe, suspended copays for Chinese Wuhan virus testing, mandated quarantines, declared a public health emergency, and issued travel warnings. Now, this guy's going, he could have done more, you know, but, you know, whatever, whatever. Now, here he is on February the 7th regarding Trump's travel bans.
Versus health care concerns.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Congressman, I just add, we live in a global economy, interconnected economy. It is impossible to cut off the flow of people from China to the United States. They're needed to bring vital goods to the United States by boat and by plane. We have Americans coming back to and from, back from China, family members, so on and so forth. So my point about travel bans is beyond the effectiveness issues that Dr. Nuzzo has raised, as a practical matter, we don't have one. We will never have one. And therefore, what we need to do is to monitor the people who've been in China recently, who are here in the U.S., and impose public health measures on a very large scale. This is complicated. It's a hard problem to detect if those people get sick, to isolate them, and to treat them. This isn't about academics. It's the only practical solution on the facts.
So just so we're clear, that was on February the 7th that Biden's China virus advisor says that these travel bans have no effect, they don't do any good, etc. Now, I will tell you this. If you go to Spain, you look at Spain, you look at Italy, you look at the places where this virus has killed more people than it has in America, and you'll know what you'll have? A lack of a travel ban. That's it's fun to listen to these guys because all you got to do is listen for a little bit of time and you watch them put their feet in their mouths. Now, in the next one we've got, he actually praises China. Here it is.
start to break this weekend, not weeks from now, not months from now, in the next few days. And so it's time for the words to be matched with kind of the same tempo of actually doing things as they did in China. They built hospitals in 2 or 3 days.
True.
We need to get this going now.
So again, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Ronald Klain, Joe Biden's China virus advisor, and he's praising China because they built more hospitals to house their sick. Here's the final one. And he's talking about more on the travel bans. And he says that the president is using this as an excuse to throw us off of the real issues.
I think part of this, Rachel, is the classic Trump distraction tactic. He wants to see progressives debate the travel ban, so on and so forth, and not come after where he has failed. We have tested 5 people out of every million in this country. In Korea, they've tested 2,000 people out of every million in their country. There is no reason why South Korea doesn't have technology we don't have, or a healthcare system we don't have, or anything we don't have. It is a failure of leadership of the Trump administration. He is doing anything he can to move the conversation elsewhere, to get us to talk about something else, and not focus on the fact that even tonight, even in that Oval Office address, all he can say about testing is, we're going to do more of it sometime, some number of people.
We're getting there, right?
That's job one.
And after all, he would know, Ronald Klain, Joe Biden's China virus advisor, the guy who's gotten it wrong in the previous administration and a host of other things. By the way, did Donald Trump do testing? Absolutely he did. Americans, we ended up testing more people than any other country. And you know what else happened? We managed to keep it out because of the policies of Trump. It's funny to listen to these guys try to tell you, oh, he's just trying to, you know, it's a distraction. He doesn't want you to know where he's failed. Well, now that Donald Trump has tested more people, do you think Ronald Klain, Biden's China virus advisor, is going to take any of this back and say, you know what? I screwed up. Donald Trump did do a good job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll be calling Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, global oil, and trade.
We talk about trade a lot. They would love to be able to do trade with our country. You know, it's been very much hindered by the nonsense that's been going on. Russia, Russia, Russia.
President Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is on the shore of the Hudson River as the city welcomes the USNS Comfort to the city. The ship and their crew will provide welcome relief as New Yorkers try to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
I really want to say the Navy is doing something amazingly important for us in terms of health care for people going to need it, but also such a boost to see the military arrive to help us out. We need all the help we can get.
The military ship will take on non-COVID-19 patients in a bid to reduce the strain on hospitals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Virus, and what were your symptoms?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks so much, Aaron, for having me on. I first suspected I had symptoms when I had really bad diarrhea, just some of the most awful diarrhea, just so much diarrhea, like an absurd amount of so much diarrhea. It was an epic amount of diarrhea, just so much of it, just diarrhea on top of diarrhea, just everywhere. Just I was having diarrhea all over. It was really just a ridiculous amount. So listen, Aaron, you can't imagine the amount of diarrhea I was having. So much, just so much diarrhea.
Before you guys get to wonder if that's real, that was a guy trolling Aaron Burnett. Is he on MSNBC or CNN? It was funny because the video just shows her shaking her head, you know, going, okay, yeah, yeah. But it was funny. Maybe it doesn't play as well for radio, but it's still pretty funny. Yeah, massive diarrhea. I mean, this is like diarrhea you've never seen. Glad you guys are with me. So what's life after Chinese Wuhan, right? What's life going to be like after that? I've been talking a little bit about it during some of these programs. Here's the way I look at this. I look at the Chinese Wuhan virus as it was a training exercise. The left were pretty much trying to figure out what you're going to do. They didn't have a model for it. Because they did it during the time of Obama. We had H1N1 and Ebola in the time of Obama. But we didn't quite get to this level. So they decided, you know what, let's try it under Trump. And either you saw through the ruse, the game, or you became one of the sheeple. You validated for the left that you indeed can be made to go buy a product that you don't even really need. You went and stood in line for toilet paper and hand sanitizer and got caught up in the stuff, the whole rift of it, or you just said, you know what, I think I'm just going to keep washing my hands with soap and living life the normal way. And look, for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, that's who you're listening to right now, by the way, it's Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. For those of you who want to admit that you're still capable of being fooled by your government, I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to lecture you on that. It's not totally, the government, that is not totally devoid of the swamp rats yet. People who are hell-bent on fooling you, and they've become good at it. They've had decades of practice, and you have not been sharpening your skills. You have been too busy spending time at the job and with kids and the other things of life, the trappings of life, that you have not trained for this exercise. You've only done a little bit of training in the past, maybe the past decade. And shows like mine will help you, but you got to do this on your own. It requires this very crazy superpower called common sense. Be glad, though. While you were not training, you had a president who had your best interest in mind, not a feckless chump like Barack Obama. They didn't even try this exercise on Barack Obama because it would have destroyed the economy and things that they hold near and dear. That's why I told you, don't worry about the economy. Leftists want to make money more than you do. So they'll kill it for a little while, but they knew they couldn't kill it dead. They wish they could kill it enough to get rid of Trump. But had they done this during the time of Obama, they would have killed the patient, the body politic. That's why they didn't try it. They could only try it under a white Republican president, not under a black Democrat president. Oh, heck no. That would have proven that they never should have let old baby black Jesus into the office. Anyway, this was a game for the elitists. Still at the control. They wanted to cause you to panic. They got lots of Americans to do it, to panic. I got your phone calls. I got your emails. I got your voicemails. I got all the things that you were sending me. You have 15 different ways to reach me, and there wasn't a single way that I didn't get reached by somebody going, "Kev, man, what are we going to do, man? Should I sell?" You were asking me about stock tips like I'm your financial advisor. You were asking me, what's going to happen to Trump? You know, like I'm the one in the, behind the curtain controlling politics. To some degree, I am. I mean, I'm going to give you the right scoop. I talked many of you off the ledge, but come on, man. Sound like Joe Biden. Come on, man. I sponsored all the legislation to make you people understand that Donald Trump's going to win. I sponsored the legislation that proved to you that this Chinese Wuhan virus was a joke. I sponsored the legislation that brings you back here, that makes you come back to this program every day. I sponsored that legislation. Anyway, the panic. We canceled major events with others still pending cancellation, like the Indy 500 and others like that. We canceled sports. Broadway got canceled. Kids were taken out of schools, or as Rush Limbaugh calls them, schools. Socializing was verboten. Don't you be going out with your friends and your family in groups of 10. If you're 9, we'll let you go out. If you're 10, you got to get out of here. Restaurants closing up, serving food in drive-bys. Looking like soup kitchens. The panic continues in some states. Governors have threatened to bring out the National Guard to keep people quarantined if they need to. You will not leave your house. You will not go to your job. You will not send your kids to school. You will not go to the doctor. You ever heard of telemedicine? Have any of you had a doctor's appointment where you've had to go and they go, "We'll do it from your house." And you go, "Well, do I have to pay a copay? Because if you're going to do it from my house, I don't want to pay a copay. I don't want to pay an office visit. If I'm calling you and you're just going to give me some advice, send me an email." Yeah, had you thought about that? How that changed medical for a while? I mean, why am I getting in my car driving when they go, "Well, we can call you. Because we don't want you getting that dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And we don't want to get it either." Well, what about flus? What about when there's Ebola, whatever coming? Are we going to do the same thing? And if we are going to do the same thing, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay for it. Yeah. They wanted you so scared, man. And they got it. Leftist New York Times writer Rick Wilson wrote to his 753,000 Twitter followers, "People who sank into their fear of Trump, who defended every outrage, who put him before what they knew was right, and pretended this chaos and corruption was a glorious new age, will pay a terrible price. They deserve it." He's telling you that your faith in Trump, you supporting Donald Trump, you deserve what you get. When this Chinese Wuhan virus kills you and your grandma and your grandpa and your pet, you deserve it. Yeah, because you elected Donald Trump, and even though he performed exponentially better than Barack Obama under the same circumstances, shame on you. You think he's done any research into what Obama's done? Yeah, he knows. Don't tell me no. No, don't tell me no. You got it wrong. You're like, no, man, he don't even know, Kev. Oh, yeah, he does. He knows. That's part of the fun for them. They know Obama sucked. That's why I love telling them when they talk about, man, Donald Trump just, I say, shut up, man, Obama sucked. Just say that. When they start talking about Trump, don't say it. Just go, yeah, whatever about Trump. Here's what you don't want to know, lefty. Obama sucked. Like, what? Yeah, I said it. Donald Trump is 1,000 times better president than Barack Obama. You can't name a single thing about Barack Obama that you like except his blackness, you racist pig. Tell them that. Watch what they say. Tell them Kevin Jackson said it. And then get a certificate of forgiveness because I authorize you to use that comment as my blackness allows. That's in the Constitution. Yeah. That's in the Bible, too, in the book of James. In the book of Kev. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Constitution either. Democrats, Kevin Jackson's talking about it's in the Constitution. It wasn't even in the Constitution. I looked. Peter Van Buren wrote a piece documenting these unwarranted fears, and he highlighted the fear mongers. He says the New York Times claimed that, quote, the specter of death speeds across the globe. Appointment in Samara style, even faster, culling the most vulnerable. And these are highlights, folks. Others are claiming that Trump will cancel the election. Every viewer who trusts the words of Earhart or Hannity or Reagan could well become a walking, breathing, droplet-spewing threat to the Republic, opined the Washington Post. Wow. Americans obliged, though. Here's what Van Buren went on to write. The grocery store in Manhattan, just after the announcement of a national state of emergency, was pure panic. I saw a fight break out after an employee brought out paper towels to restock the shelf and someone grabbed the whole carton for himself. The police were called. One cop had to stay behind to oversee the lines at the registers and maintain order. To their credit, the NYPD were cool about it. I heard them talk down one of the fighters saying, "You want to go to jail over Fruit Loops? Get a hold of yourself." Outside of New York, sales of weapons and ammunition spiked. Folks, this was intentional to get you all worked up, charged up. They didn't even just use black folks for this. They use everybody. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-844-844.
844-443-6637, GCNLife.com, or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of lessons in this apocalyptic panic that the left created for you. Lots of lessons to be learned. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Got you worked up, boy. Usually the left, as I say, they reserve this type of stuff for black folks. But they didn't. They got you all worked up, too. They got white people frothing at the mouth, ready to go to fisticuffs over paper products. paper products, putting people in jail for scalping paper towels and hand sanitizer. I mean, if you had said in your wildest dreams 2 years ago, Kevin, you could go to jail for selling hand sanitizer or sand sanitizer, either one, and I would have said, you crazy, man. What you talking about going to jail for selling a hand sanitizer? Please. Negro, please. You would have said it. I would have said it. We all would have. We wouldn't have believed it, right? It happened. People got fined big money, whatever. If I had said to you, there would be cops in the toilet paper aisle of a grocery store, you'd have said, Negro, please. Kevin, you've lost your mind, bro. Somebody work with him. You'd have channeled my grandmother. My baby need help. My baby needs some help. He need help. And I would have needed help if I'd have said something that silly. If I'd say, man, they're going to close restaurants down. You ain't going to be nothing but drive-thrus. They're going to bring back, well, those the outdoor movie theaters, what they call it, the drive-in. They're going to bring it back to drive-in. Don't be surprised if the drive-in makes a comeback. Just because families need to do so. If I'd said everybody's going to be homeschooling their kids, you would have said, boy, please, people will be pitchforks and torches if we have to homeschool our own kids. Many places are homeschooling. 80 million people quarantined, right? This is Van Buren. I'm reading from an article he wrote. He says, panic seems to be something we turn on and off or moderate in different ways. Understanding that helps reveal what's really going on. I talked about this. The run-of-the-mill flu kills more people each year than Chinese Wuhan even thought to be able to kill people, that many people. And I hear people go, well, Kevin, it's a terrible thing when people get it. Some of them experience symptoms where they wish they were dead. Some of them experience symptoms where, you know, their lungs get filled up, this, that, and the other, whatever. I'm going, whatever experiences they're thinking, here's what it is at the end of the day. The common run-of-the-mill flu, which we might get three of them in a winter season or during the year, kills more people than Wuhan. Accidents will kill more people, geometrically more people than Wuhan. Van Buren offered these numbers. Some 12,000 people have died, with over 13 million infected from flu between October of 2019 and February of 2020. The death toll is screamingly higher. And he says, as of the writing that he did, 61,000 plus people had been affected in America, and 819 Americans had been killed. So the flu that killed 12,000 people in the same amount of time infected 13 million between October and now, and the Wuhan had infected 61,000 and killed 819. So he says bluntly, more people have already died from the flu in the U.S. than from the Wuhan virus in China, Iran, and Italy combined. Double, in fact. And to be even more blunt, no one really cares, even though a large number of bodies are piling up. He's talking about a large number of bodies of flu sufferers. He says, why don't they care? And his thing is, they don't care because what they care about is the politics of it. He wrote about Barack Obama and H1N1 and the number of people who were killed, and you've heard it from me already. Over 12,000 people died from that disease. 50 million people had it. 300,000 were hospitalized. A fraction of what's going on with Chinese Wuhan, but they didn't turn on the switch. Some of the powers that be said, you know what? Let's not turn that switch on. Now, you can ask yourself why. You can say, oh, well, maybe they didn't think of it as a pandemic. It was something we deal with all the time. There were so many more unknowns about Chinese Wuhan. Say whatever you want. But I'll tell you what it was. They knew if they did it in the time of Obama, he would not get elected in 2012. He would have been in deep kimchi. And if they had put the amount of hoopla over the number of people who've died, the guy said, they asked Donald Trump, how many people are you okay with dying? Nobody ever asked Obama that when these people were dying in any situation. Not in war, not fighting Ebola, and not fighting H1N1. They never put him on the spot to say, how many people are you okay killing? There's not a single stat in dealing with H1N1 where Barack Obama performed better than Trump. In fact, Trump performed exponentially better across the board. They didn't shut down schools. They didn't shut down restaurants. They didn't try to torch the economy. They weren't hoping and praying that the stock market would crash. They just let it ride. They even let it ride when Barack Obama was playing golf. They wanted him to be playing golf to make it appear as though it was far less than what it was. So he says, I love this one. He says, need a 2020 example of how to manipulate panic? Following fears of a liquid bomb, the TSA limited carry-on liquids to 4 ounces for years. Can't be too careful, right? Yet because of the Chinese Wuhan, they changed the limit for hand sanitizer only. Which, by the way, the alcohol content is flammable as opposed to, say, shampoo. They changed it to 12 ounces. You can take 12 ounces of hand sanitizer on a plane now. Now, remember the big deal, all the hoopla? Oh, that's more than 3.3 ounces. You got to throw it away. Not anymore. Suddenly, they've relaxed the rule because of hand sanitizer. That's the one thing we're going to let through. Everything else you cannot bring through here. No, you got to throw that out, sir. That lotion, throw that lotion out. Throw that conditioner. That conditioner cannot make it. But this flammable liquid, you can bring 12 ounces of that and your lighter and set it on fire. I didn't even know that until I read that. He says security theater closed down alongside Broadway tonight. Anyway, I don't know what that means. But so he goes on. He says false metrics are also manipulative because they make fear seem scientific. We ignore the low death rate and focus on the number of tests done. But whatever we do will never be enough. Never can be enough. The same way any post-disaster aid is never delivered quick enough because the testing is not just about discovering the extent of the virus. For those with naughty motives, it's about creating a race we can't win. So testing becomes proof of failure. I told you, I played earlier in the clips about Biden's guy talking about Donald Trump did not test people quick enough, and South Korea was testing 20,000 people per million, and we're only testing 5 people per million. And all Donald Trump says is, we're going to get to it. We'll do the testing. It had nothing to do with the death rate. It had nothing to do with the recovery rate. People were recovering 3 times faster than they were getting sick or dying. 3 times faster than death. The death rate was dropping as we learned, oh, more people were asymptomatic, had no signs of this stupid Wuhan virus whatsoever. So those numbers got skewed. But they didn't say that. How many tests? We don't have any tests. When are we going to have to test? And it reminds me of why we started Seeking Educational Excellence. You have people, we're going, well, so you say it's all not equitable in school. You want diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay, so when do we stop it? Kevin, we stop it when we've effectively closed the achievement gap. Okay, so who are we going to close the achievement gap for? Blacks against whites? Or Latinos against blacks? Or Asians against whites? Or is it LGBT against this? Or women against men? Because there's always some group that we can bring up that hasn't met the achievement gap. That's still not quite there. And is the goal to get everybody equal? You know, in other words, are all black people now going to be diamond cutters so we can rival the Jews? Are all white kids now going to get into sports and so we're going to have this back to being a meritocracy? When is it all even out? If you're an ugly kid and you're 5'2", are you going to suddenly become a Chippendale dancer or one of the Rockettes? What if you can't dance? Are you going to be on Broadway? What if you can't act? Are you going to get an Oscar? When are we closing the achievement gap? And how do we do it? Because I'd love to know. Well, that's what they do. Oh, it's all about the test. How many tests? How many tests? How many tests? You know, it's never to focus on, well, wait a minute. We're not seeing the level of mortality that we thought we were going to see. Europe just came out and said, you know what, guys? We're taking Chinese Wuhan off of our endangered disease list. It is not killing as many people as we thought. We'll get back to you with more numbers. Finally, some sanity is coming into the equation. Short break.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.